football team. Seven after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome in to Tuesday. It's Tuesday the 19th, as a matter of fact, Jennifer.
It is.
And our job here in this hour is to review the hot issues, the hot topics, the hot tickets. I guess the hot tickets sometimes are up to you. That is, whoever the gossip is about, George Clooney.
Yeah. TMZ thought that Stacey Keibler was pregnant. Fat chance.
She knows George, how to use.
Well, they probably wouldn't let that happen. I have a feeling George may have gotten the old snip-snip so that he wouldn't have to worry about that.
Really?
I don't know. So? I'm just saying, George is no fool.
He's engaged in sex before getting married?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but just in case anything ever happens, you know.
You know, one of the things I find very interesting, every once in a while, kind of like the Harry Potter books, there are ideas that catch on. And I'm not comparing 50 Shades of Grey to Harry Potter in any other way other than
nothing.
It's a surefire hit. The top paperback now. It has been on the top of the bestseller list, the hardback copy. And it's, what is the term? Mommy porn? I think that's what's been used.
That's kind of what it is.
So it has surpassed Harry Potter to become the fastest-selling paperback of all time, sold 100,000 copies last week alone in Britain. So this is something that is a phenom. Have you read it?
I bought it, but I have not read it yet. It's on my Nook, but
list
I haven't read
of,
it yet.
It's on your list of things to do.
Well, it's funny because I went out with these coworkers of mine, and they said, we should all read it together. And, you know, it never really sunk in, and that's kind of weird.
It's like what happens when women work together. Supposedly, they all cycle together, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. But people are having these 50 Shades of Grey parties now. I was just talking to someone yesterday who read it. Mm-hmm. And someone she used to work with said, well, now that you've read it, we need to have the party. So I don't know exactly what happens at these 50 Shades of Grey parties.
Is this a movie?
I've heard from a friend of mine that NBC has optioned all three of the books. So NBC Universal owns the rights to the movie.
So then Universal would produce the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct. But they haven't done it yet. It's new. I mean, the book just came out a little while ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so
I don't know how you can do this as a movie, though, with even a rated R rating, because, I mean, 80% of the book is porn.
Yeah. Well, if you can get away with today, you can get away with most anything. Is it Shia LaBeouf?
Not LaBeouf.
Right. So apparently, he is full frontal in a new video for a band called Sigur Rós. You know about this?
I don't know about this, but I'm enticed.
There's an actress named Dina Thompson who's in it as well. It features nudity, cross-dressing, nude body painting, all this sort of thing. And if you'd like, we could post some of it.
I think we need to put it at DougSteffen.com.
I don't think so. All right, so Jennifer, the Zimmerman, the George Zimmerman jailhouse phone calls. This guy's really not very bright.
No.
But he used code. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, nobody could figure out the code. He and his wife in the...
It's called Pig Latin.
Yeah. His wife, Shelley, is very devoted to him. Mm-hmm. And so he's back in jail, and the accounts that are being, they're not leaked because the judge made them public, right? Said it's okay to...
I think that can happen. Hmm. I think they can release jailhouse phone calls, can't they?
So, the $135,000 raised by his website, the legal defense website, they were maneuvering it around. And apparently that's why he got rearrested, but he lost his bail, his bond, right. And his wife has been arrested as well on a charge of making a false statement. Do we say trailer trash, or is that too different? Is that not fair?
Kind of might be fitting. I don't know.
All right, this has been.
I can't believe you haven't talked about my number one story.
Number one from Jennifer is
what a waste of time and money with old Roger Clemens. Not guilty.
Yeah, but it's the same thing over and over.
Big shocker.
The government never, these people screw with your money. They spend millions of dollars. They set these guys up. What the heck is the purpose of this? 800-510-8255. Email Jen at or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook, / Doug Good Day Show, and on Twitter at Good Day Show. What is it that you and I think is okay about this? Was there anybody? I'd like to hear from one person who thought taking Roger Clemens on for a lying before Congress was a good idea. And that
served
some interest.
Following it on Twitter yesterday?
Yeah.
Following it on Twitter yesterday, everybody said, yay, yeah, I'm so glad Roger Clemens not guilty, blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Yeah, and but it's your money, you chumps. Mm-hmm. Those of you who are writing these tweets, your money was used to go after him. They spent tens of millions of taxpayer dollars to try to railroad this guy and get him so that they could, look, see, he's a crook. The public doesn't support this stuff. It never has, and it never will. Meanwhile, your tax dollars are being used to get Jerry Sandusky. That is something the public support.
Interesting. Joe Rogan from The Fear Factor. I just looked it up, and Roger Clemens is still trending on Twitter, and he's the last one to tweet. He said, Roger Clemens found not guilty. 2012 financial meltdown, two wars, and they're going after people for cheating at throwing a ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's
that just, sums it up pretty much.
It really does bring us back around to the question, how in the world does this country progress when we are allowing the government to do this kind of stuff? And it is both sides. What's his face? That moron who was the attorney general when Bush got in, the guy from Missouri, John Ashcroft. Thank you, Michael. I mean, the guy was a complete zero. Wasted. Remember after September 11th, within like 3 weeks, he sent 35 FBI agents to Washington State to try to close down the doctors that were writing prescriptions for medical marijuana.
Yeah.
3 weeks after September 11th, and 30 FBI agents go out there to waste time when we've got these Al-Qaeda guys running all over the place, and he's going to chase down doctors who write scripts for medical marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
Ay, ay, ay. It's just because they have too much money. It's like having everything you want right there in front of you. Let's see, where do we waste our money today? All right, what do you know more about the Jerry Sandusky trial? If people are talking about this, I guess people are talking about this. One of the testimonies is that it wasn't unusual for football coaches to go in the showers with young boys at football camps.
Yeah, what is that
about? Who thinks that's okay? It's not unusual.
That no one saw anything. It's not unusual for them to all shower together. Well, here's the thing. I realize that on professional sports teams, everybody kind of showers together at the same time. But those are adults. So do we maybe need to rethink this whole adult men showering with kids thing now?
Well, I don't think I've ever thought it was a comfortable thing to do. Get me on that bandwagon. I think it's just more. It's just sick.
Do you think it's comfortable to shower with other adult men?
No, I don't like doing that. It's not sick. I just don't. I don't enjoy.
Showing the boat.
I guess. I don't know. You get into silly stuff. Taking a shower with a woman, is that different? You can get into a trap with this discussion. So I think I'll do a good commercial. How's that? 800-510-8255. Let us focus, now that I have everybody's attention. What did you just say? High cholesterol, a problem. High triglycerides, a problem. Do you know what your norm is? The norm is different for some people, but there are general measurements. Like if your triglycerides are too high, very high, little high, you ought to have a study done. If you don't even know what your triglyceride number is, or your cholesterol number, then you ought to have it tested. And if you're not getting a yearly physical, you're crazy. You've got to have an idea of what's going on in your body. So I referenced the product Cardiol, which has nine, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different items like red yeast rice, omega-3s. There are all kinds of things that are aimed to lower the LDL. That's the bad cholesterol. And this is like taking a drug without taking a drug. That's how good this stuff is. The all-natural solution to lowering your cholesterol and your triglycerides without using drugs is Cardiol. And you can try it for 30 days free. Available by calling 888-809-6424 or clicking on the link if you go to cardiol.com/Doug. And just click on Dr. Ken's free trial. That's you'll be able to easily order the free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself how to lower these bad things that lead to problems at any time in your life. 888-809-6424 for Cardiol, the free 30-day trial. Shipping and handling you pay for, that's it. Or go online to C-A-R-D-I-O-L, cardiol.net/Doug. And click on the Dr. Ken free trial offer.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basic. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by visiting our Facebook page and giving us a like. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
800-510-8255. Later on in the hour, the story from India where a father beheaded his daughter for having an affair. 21 past the hour.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
King Nut makes all of the peanuts that Southwest uses. They have the best peanuts of any airline in the sky. I love King Nut nuts. Where's Steve Martin when we need him?
King
Nut. King Nut. King Nut.
King Nut.
King Nut. King Nut.
How to get the funky?
King Nut.
Then you do the monkey.
These people are nuts!
It's a great day. Let's step into a day.
Mitt Romney ran into some protesters over the weekend. Did you hear about this? Yesterday, during a Mitt Romney speech in Ohio, protesters kept shouting, "Romney, go home." Yeah, luckily for Romney, he owned three homes nearby. Wasn't hard at all, yeah.
President Obama,
yeah. Which one?
No, this one's closer, yeah.
And President Obama is going to let certain illegal immigrants stay in this country, but there is an age requirement. You have to be old enough to vote by November. That's true. Well, this move will allow 800,000 illegal immigrants to be able to find work legally. Which is pretty amazing, considering 12 million legal Americans can't find any work. So that's pretty amazing. Not funny, obviously, but amazing.
Some major international news. In a new interview, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said he will retire from politics in 2013. Or as he put it, did somebody say Dancing with the Stars? Tell me what you think, Bruno. Tell me again.
And again, perfect. Oh.
I didn't find that funny.
That's pretty funny.
Jay Leno was funny, though. Jimmy Fallon there with Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien. Conan wasn't very funny either. Some of them are good and some of them aren't.
I think Dancing with the Stars is kind of funny. Well, he's knifing everybody for tens. That's pretty funny. Come on.
All right. I don't think this immigration discussion is funny at all.
No,
I don't find anything about it funny. It's basically a wholesale. These guys are doing whatever they can do to figure out how to get votes. Both sides, that's all they're doing. Has nothing to do with really who you're voting for. It's the same old ruse. Oy. One of the most interesting people on the political scene who really isn't a politician, but I think she might be someday, is Meghan McCain, who is on with Wendy Williams. Yes,
really like her. Mm-hmm.
I do too. I like both of them actually. They talked a little bit about why Meghan McCain supports legalizing marijuana.
Why are you for the legalization?
I was living in Los Angeles briefly last year, and everyone smokes weed everywhere all the time in Los Angeles, and I was shocked. I live in New York. I've lived in New York for almost 10 years, and I was just shocked at basically the parallels between prohibition and in the 20s and marijuana now. And then when I started doing a lot of research on what would happen if we decriminalized and regulated and then taxed marijuana, the possible tax benefits for the economy right now, it was just staggering.
Yeah. Very smart, I think. She's got it right. The ladies in The View yesterday talked to Riley Hunter about that new book that's out, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Everyone is talking about Riley Hunter's new tell-all What Really Happened book. One surprising revelation in the book is that John Edwards admitted that when they first met, he lied to her about having other mistresses because he didn't want her to get too attached to him.
Oh, he's so good.
Oh, he's thoughtful. I mean, really thoughtful.
But, you know, I forget the movie, but there have been, you know, reports in movies about men who pretend to be married so that the woman doesn't feel, you know, that she's going to have him. And supposedly he did that with Riley Hunter. So he told her he had three different mistresses in three different cities, and she found out that wasn't true.
Right. Now,
is that good? Well, she said, is that good news or bad?
She found it attractive that he had all these women, including a wife.
Well, she said that in her book, she describes Elizabeth as crazy and venomous, a witch on wheels who's given a fits of rage. And to me, I go, you've got no credibility at all to talk about somebody she's deceased and you were sleeping with her husband.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, you always want to have a reliable communication device when heading out in a boat. But these days, even your mobile phone can do a lot more than just make emergency calls. Most mobile phones now come with a GPS receiver, so an option like Google Maps will work on the water. But you're relying on cell phone signals or wireless, so you sometimes could be out of luck. And remember, enabling your phone's GPS will eat up the battery quickly. For navigating in open water, the Marine and Lakes USA app overlays nautical charts onto a map database. And if you exit a service zone, the app will have already downloaded it so it can work without a signal. That's pretty cool. Another option is called iNavX, and it's a popular charting app for the iPhone or the iPad. And then there are the non-navigational options. Boating Suite. And for those of us who have a boat and realize how much money we're spending, or maybe don't, it actually helps you track boat maintenance, expenses, and fuel use. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
At Hotels.com, we only do hotels. That's why we're called Hotels.com. And just so there's no confusion about what we do, here are some other names to help you remember. Almost 3 million guest reviews in the hishouse.com. Did someone say hotel? Funny, we've got 140,000.com. The most hotels in major cities. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.com. When I say ho, you say tell. Hotel.com. In the end, there's only one.com you need to remember. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. My prom queen is Jennifer Horn.
Who's here?
We are relating to you the top news of the day from the various sources, just so that you have an update conversationally as you begin. Most of you are beginning your day. Some people listening to us at different parts of the day. Stories are still relevant, discussable, and to this point, let's hear three cheers for Jennifer for doing a great job.
Thank you, studio audience. Thank you. When did you get in here?
All right. So here's this. This is something. It's so hard for us to understand how these people think unless you're watching Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Where you see George Bush's head on the end of a stick or roll by, whatever. These people. And they didn't think anybody would know. Oh, the producers. I didn't think anybody would recognize him.
Yeah.
So this man in India beheads his daughter because he was upset with her lifestyle. 20-year-old lady who had been married. The daughter had been forced into a marriage, as is the case often. And she then divorced. This woman is only 20, by the way. She's forced into a marriage at 18. Gets out of the marriage. Then she starts having affairs with men, but she's living at home with her parents. Father became so enraged that he brought out in the backyard and beheaded her.
Okay, could you remind me where this is again?
India. Not happy about her lifestyle.
So do people get in trouble for doing that in India, or is that just parenting?
No. I think he's in a bit of a problem.
Okay.
A bit of a
I didn't jam. Know, because
yeah.
You never know. Especially when it's about women. You never know.
In some, you're right. In some societies, that stuff is still okay.
It's just parenting. Yes.
See, one of the things that we don't understand, and this is what happens, we've become extraordinarily isolated and insular in America. We don't know really what goes on in the rest of the world oftentimes. And as a result of that, when you hear things like this, you think, oh, my God, this is what we're dealing with. Well,
we're dealing with. I know. And that's why we should wake up every day, especially as women, and be thankful that we're born here because,
many people in our country who would like to do, not necessarily behead women, but there are still plenty of people who want to control women isolate them, keep them away from the maddening crowd, if you will. There are a lot of, is it different? I think it is different for fathers and daughters than it is for husbands and wives, who husbands who want to control. And there are some religions that encourage that. You know it, and I know it.
Mm-hmm.
So what, under the circumstance, does this mean to us? We have different ideas, and we don't respect them. I don't know there's anything to be respected about that. Do we need to respect other ideas that are unique to certain parts of the world, or certain religions, certain ethnicities? I suppose, if it doesn't affect you one way or another. But this is clearly unacceptable. Clearly. And yet, it goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So, then I believe that this man was a Muslim, and that's part of it, and not all Indians are. I don't want to go down that. I just find it's exasperating. Maybe that's the breath tells it all. The Georgia student, Amy Copeland, flesh-eating disease she's been dealing with.
Oh, yeah.
Has been, for the most part, dealing with holistic pain medications, but has mm-hmm. asked now for drugs to stave off the pain. Apparently, she's improving. Had a skin graft, and the morphine is what they've used. It's so gross to talk about where this stuff has bothered her. I don't want to get into it, but as this doctor's, she's having a. This stuff like this. Can you hear the energy just drop
mm-hmm.
with both of us?
Yeah.
The flesh-eating bacteria thing. I think that's the first time I've really mentioned that here, because I didn't want to talk about it.
And so weird that it happened to two people around the same time.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Hey, I can brighten the mood, though.
Please.
With a real quickie. All right?
Yeah. So ready.
We like to talk about Twitter on the show because, you know, it's just a fun way to
some
spy on people, right?
Right. Yes, exactly.
So Woody Allen's son, Ronan Farrow, was on Twitter over the weekend.
Yeah.
And on Father's Day, he tweeted, "Happy Father's Day," or as they call it in my family, "Happy Brother-in-Law's Day." Referencing, of course, Woody Allen being married to Mia Farrow and then to Sun Yi.
Who is this kid's stepsister?
Right.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't talk at all, do they? To Mia Farrow and Ronan,
so.
I don't think any of these people talk to each other.
No, that is way. This is even beyond Jerry Springer. I think even Jerry Springer would shake his head at this one.
So Woody Allen is married to Sun Yi Previn. That's mm-hmm. her name, right?
Right.
Who grew up in the household as his stepdaughter.
Yes.
There's not a relationship in terms of the physical. She's not biologically connected to him, but it still is pretty sick.
Ew.
Now, okay, so Lynn, this is the question, the rhetorical question here is, what is worse? What's more disgusting?
Okay.
The father who beheaded his daughter for her affairs, or a father who marries his stepdaughter, which
is disgusting in different ways.
More
but I
gross.
Would say, obviously, the guy who beheads, his is more final, so yeah. I guess I'd have to go with him.
All right.
But they're just both disgusting in different ways. One is violent, one's kind of skeevy.
Yeah. Is it skeevy? 800-510-8255. All right, there are three names. You pick, I'm going to give you three names. You pick which one you want to talk about, or you can pick two, and I'll do one. Ready for the names?
Okay.
Channing Tatum, Charlie Sheen, Gene Simmons. All right, Charlie Sheen, Gene Simmons, Channing Tatum. You can have two of those three.
Okay, I'm going to take Channing and Charlie.
All right, Channing and Charlie.
Yeah.
So the story on Channing Tatum's new movie, which I didn't realize was... it was autobiographical.
Yeah, he used to be a stripper.
Really?
Yeah.
So apparently there are people he used to strip with
mm-hmm.
who feel betrayed.
Oh, please.
Because they were not involved in the film, even though he used their relationship or whatever it is, their dancing
How
set.
Funny is it to have Matthew McConaughey as a male stripper, though? I mean, you had to use somebody like that, I think, to make the movie sell. Otherwise, it would just be another Channing Tatum dance-em-up naked movie.
Well, has he been in other movies, Channing Tatum? He's been a naked dancer? Or?
Well, he definitely takes his shirt off a lot, and he's always in dancing movies because that's his background. He's a dancer. He's not done stripping movies. But
he's very happily married. And apparently,
they're actually really
cute
together. He's married to Jenna Dewan, who used to be a dancer as well for Justin Timberlake, and
Oh, okay. So there you go. They have something in common. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So that's that. The movie opens up next week? I think that new movie.
Yeah, it comes
Magic
out on the 29th,
Mike.
I think.
Mm-hmm. That's what I have right in front of me.
I saw a preview for it. It's really cute. It looks pretty funny.
Hmm. We could have Jennifer Horne in the Magic Mike.
Yes, we could.
Not the same thing. All right, Charlie Sheen. Next story, Jennifer.
All right, he dropped a big bombshell yesterday to the New York Times. He was talking about anger management, and he said that this would be his last project, that it's his swan song, and he's going to walk away from acting after the show ends.
What is he going to do, be a car mechanic?
He said he's sick of being other people. He wants to just be himself. He wants to take his kids to amusement parks, and he wants to parent for a little while. Now, anger management can either go 10 episodes, or it can go 9, or it can go 100 episodes. The deal is, if the first 10 episodes are successful, then they'll be 100 episodes, basically. Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to have 100
to go into syndication.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And is it good? I haven't seen it.
It's not out yet. But
I thought it had already started. No?
From all accounts, I think it's going to be pretty good.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right. So he says you're only supposed to have one hit show unless you're Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah. Which is pretty funny.
All right. So he's not even betting on himself here.
Right.
It sounds like. All right. Next up in the focus file, Gene Simmons. Actually, this one is about his daughter, Sophie. How many people watch this show, Gene Simmons? And did he marry?
They finally got married.
They got married. Mm-hmm. Okay. What was her? Shania, not Shania.
Shannon Tweed.
Shannon Tweed. I always have loved her. I thought she's very sexy. Anyway,
different than Shania Twain.
Right. So he's been living with her for 20-some-odd years, finally get married. They have a son and a daughter. The daughter's name is Sophie, and she is auditioning for the X Factor. So didn't receive any special treatment because of her father, apparently. She said, this is not about my dad. This is me and my audition. And I say, good. Did she get to where she is? Wasn't there somebody who was involved in one of these shows that was the daughter of somebody famous in the last season? Yes, there is.
Jim Carrey was
Carrey's daughter.
Jim Carrey's daughter was on American Idol.
What happened to her?
She went home. She went to Hollywood, and then she went home.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was a nice trip to Hollywood.
Yeah. I'm sure she's never been here before.
Gene Simmons' Family Jewels is the name of the A&E reality show. That's how she became known. So what's the process? X Factor has started. When does that actually go on the air?
They just announced it. It goes on in mid-September.
All right. And so the auditions will be going on now?
They're already filming the auditions. Yeah, that was the one Britney Spears walked out of, if you remember. So they've been going around the country doing the auditions at this rate during this time.
And apparently Gene chartered a jet to go to Las Vegas to cheer her on.
Oh, jeez. He's an interesting guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is an interesting guy. Yeah, I find her to be a lot more interesting, though. Shannon Tweed. 800-510-8255. So there's some more food for thought. And amazing as it seems, there is yet more food for thought right around the corner here on Good Day, 16 before the hour.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Shift.
This is a special announcement for listeners with dark circles or puffy eyes. If you have dark circles, puffiness, or bags under your eyes, we want you to take part in the Lumitone free bottle giveaway. Lumitone is a revolutionary cream made specially for the sensitive eye area. It instantly fades the appearance of dark circles, and Lumitone reduces the look of puffiness, bags under the eyes, and fine lines. We want you to try Lumitone free. That's right, free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-427-4657. If you have dark circles or bags under your eyes, puffiness around your eyes, or you're just tired of looking tired, you're eligible to take part in this limited-time free giveaway. With Lumitone, dark circles instantly fade from view. We want you to see for yourself and try Lumitone free while supplies last. Hurry to find out how to get your free supply. Just call 1-800-427-4657. 1-800-427-4657. Call 1-800-427-4657.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Jennifer Hornlaw with Doug Steffen, the hot topics of the day. Jennifer not only has one, but two items that she thinks are so important, she wants to get them into your ear immediately.
Wait, you want me to tell them to you now?
Of course.
I thought this was for later. Oh. Now you're making me ruin my surprise.
Oh, I thought it was right now.
Well, I'll give you a little one.
Yeah, so, go ahead.
All right, so Oprah Winfrey has been interviewing the Kardashians.
Oh, very important.
Which we can't get enough of these ladies.
Oh, of course.
And
not.
So she was interviewing Kim Kardashian the other day. And found out that Kim asked her mom for birth control at age 14.
Wonderful. And did her mother give it to her?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
Because she felt she had an open enough relationship with her mom. Right. Her mom was liberal enough to talk to her about it. Right. She went to her and said she was with her boyfriend for 2 years. She wanted to go all the way with him. And so
at 14.
Chris put her on birth control.
Great.
At 14.
There you go.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
She also confessed that the end of her marriage was one of the most depressing things of her life, and she didn't leave the house for 4 months, which is funny because I kept seeing her on magazine covers.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever. Her definition of not leaving the house is different than mine.
Phony $3 bills these people are. All right. So you got anything else that you want, or shall I?
Go ahead.
My way into your life. Okay. Actually, this is more on the series. This is a Doug Steffen axe grind. The prospect that we in this country are going to see thousands of drones patrolling our skies by the end of the decade is so bothersome to me.
Can anybody say Terminator?
Well, this is Big Brother at its worst, beyond that. Peering into backyards, the ability to actually peer into your house and see what's going on in your house.
That they're using drones to spy on farmers, which is what you told me.
Yeah,
you told me about this.
Yeah, right.
I had no idea that was going on.
So here, once again, is this the appropriate use of your tax dollars? I didn't sign on for this. Did you? Who has signed up?
I never voted on this. I voted to increase the tax to, you know, whatever they do. Yeah. They never let us vote on this stuff.
No. Ordinary people are beginning to worry that these unmanned aircraft could be circling overhead, and with good reason. And so now some members of Congress are beginning to ask questions about this. How do these things get started without approval? All this does is underscore the distrust people have. We are disgusted, for the most part, with government because it's so... Where's the alarm bell, though? I mean, you got your alarm on your clock radio when you wake up and hear us. The first voice is us. And then the second thing is, what? What's going on? They're using, of course, that's the whole point of the discussion, which started, as Jennifer suggested, by farmers learning that there were drones flying over farms to count how many cows farmers had. But now we learn that the plan is to have hundreds, if not thousands, of these drones running all over the place. Never mind, we have a lot of traffic in the sky now. We have drones up there just looking, this technology looking at what you do. It has unbelievable implications on freedom in America. So think about that as you go through your rounds today. 51 after on Good Day.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Technology time on the Good Day program at 53 past the hour. Jennifer and I have Shelley Palmer here to discuss some new angle, some new twist, some, well, actually, this one focusing on Steve Ballmer. He was the Microsoft CEO, announces a, well, he still is, a Microsoft-branded Windows 8 tablet. Windows 8. That's Windows on one line, 8 on the other. Who put this together? It's Windows 8. Windows 8 tablet, right? It's called the Microsoft Surface. Ooh. So this is supposed to be competing with Apple. I've got my own grind on Apple. My iPad has been back to the shop now three times.
Oh, no.
And each time it goes back, there's a different problem. So I had to erase everything on it and start over again, which I didn't care because I don't have anything on it that I really needed to keep. But now Apple says, well, we can't do this because you got a problem with Verizon. You bring it to Verizon, and Verizon says, oh, no, we can't interface with that. That's Apple. So I don't know how many of you are finding this to be a problem, but these people are beginning to give me a butt. Yeah, exactly. It's everybody else's, like, working for the government. It's his fault. No, it's their fault. It's blank. So in the meantime, I got an iPod that doesn't, I mean, an iPad doesn't work. Maybe I should go find a Microsoft Surface. Let's find out more about it in a moment from Shelley Palmer here on Good Day.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, at long last, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer announced a Microsoft-branded Windows 8 tablet called the Microsoft Surface. It's a 10.6-inch tablet with a removable battery, and it weighs only 1.5 pounds. The Microsoft Surface is obviously designed as direct competition for Apple's iPad. Will the new Microsoft Surface be an iPad killer? Here's the thing. Windows 8 is a really nice operating system. It uses unique graphics that present your content in easily movable tiles, and it seamlessly integrates with other Microsoft products like Office, SkyDrive, and Xbox. If you're a Windows user, the new Microsoft Surface may be the tablet you've been waiting for. One cool feature of the new Microsoft Surface is its smart cover. It looks like an iPad smart cover, but the Microsoft Surface smart cover has a full-size touch-sensitive keyboard built in. Look out, Apple. Here comes Microsoft. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
At Hotels.com, we only do hotels. That's why we're called Hotels.com. And just so there's no confusion about what we do, here are some other names to help you remember. Almost 3 million guest reviews in the HisHouse.com. Did someone say hotel? Funny, we've got 140,000.com. The most hotels in major cities. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.com. When I say ho, you say tell. Hotel.com. In the end, there's only one.com you need to remember. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
How do you do? The people in Puerto Rico that are listening this morning or today to Good Day, hello. Folks down around New Orleans and Oklahoma City, hello. Monmouth, New Jersey. You know where that is, Jennifer?
Monmouth County, of course.
Yeah, right. Louisville, Kentucky. Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Yeah, Louisiana.
I like to say it like that.
Listening, and I like to say it as well. So how do you do? We're buzzing here. Lots of people buzzing about what's on the Good Day program. Don't forget to take your dog to work. This Friday is Take Your Dog to Work Day. Have you maybe
take your dog to work day?
Grooming.
You want to come to work with me on Friday, Doug?
Cut her nail.
Introducing a